is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Unbelievable.
That's my best Russian guy from 2012, just before he eats it. I'm trying to get on the big ship.
Why don't you go home to your mother? Ha 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 ha.
What movie?
In 2012, he had this young girlfriend, and either she got on the big ship to save everybody or he did, and he was going to discard her. She showed him. He didn't make it.
Yes.
Did not make it.
Anyway, speaking of eating it,
what is wrong with you, Kelly?
I had a slip. I threw some grapes in the trash by accident. Yesterday, I had some cinnamon raisin toast I didn't finish, and I told myself you can't throw that in the trash. Number one, it's food. Number two, there are raisins in there, which are a form of grape.
Yeah, which apparently...
Today, I just had some grapes that you gave me, actually, last week. I'd never ate them, so I said, I got to get rid of these grapes. Threw them out, and then I forgot.
Yeah.
She did not go in there, though.
And
but I shouldn't have thrown them in.
Daisy, the dog, my dog, which is... right now, laying down behind us in the bed, apparently went to the trash can. She doesn't go in the trash at home. She doesn't,
because the trash is probably taller or in a drawer,
yeah.
So you can't go in the trash.
Yeah, but I'm not used to it. So I'm not used to her going to trash cans. And so she went to the trash can and she put her nose in there. And I'm like, I blamed her.
I'd like to, you know, today. I no heart, don't care, don't like pets, don't anything.
You saved mine.
So what happened is, for probably 2-3 months now, I do an apple one day, do grapes another day, knowing the dog was in here, okay?
Yeah.
I packed my grapes, and there's one bad grape in there that I did not like, so I put it back in the Tupperware container.
Hold on.
To take home to throw away, knowing there's a dog in the studio and it can't be thrown away.
That's very nice of you.
So I don't give a shit about pets.
Right.
I don't care about that. Yeah.
You saved my pet.
Yeah.
You saved my dog.
Yes.
You saved my dog. Although I will say, I should have been a more aware pet owner and seen her do that. Because I try to watch, especially here, I should have been a better pet owner, kind of paying attention. And I wasn't, because I was doing stuff over here. But still, some of that onus is on me as well. It is. 100%.
I expect better, you know, from the guy who every other day his news stories are, you know, the pet saved this and this and that.
My bad. Grape toxicity linked with kidney damage. It could result in sudden kidney failure.
For dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the word. There's a few things that...
Some grapes at the house I'm going to throw out, and then I don't want that shit on me. I'll tell you that.
No onions or anything in the onion garlic family. Bad. Grapes. Dark chocolate, worse than milk chocolate. Yes.
I'm aware of the chocolate. I'm aware of the other things. I just wasn't sure about grapes. Nuts. They can eat nuts. Ice cubes, they say no because the teeth. But the dog, she loved to eat ice cubes. Valerie gave her a couple ice cubes.
Your gum, too.
And I'm like, ooh, what?
Your sugar-free gum is toxic to dogs. We had to take one to the emergency vets.
A lot of the fruity candy.
That could also...
I don't give the dog candy, and I certainly wouldn't give it chewing gum.
No, but if you leave it out...
Okay. One Halloween, I think it was Frank, actually tipped over the bucket of chocolate and ate the Hershey's Kisses foil and all. And I thought, do we got to take her to the hospital? She was fine.
She died. Yes.
She died later.
Not for this.
Of something else.
You know what I mean?
Sadie got two mini golden retrievers. And one of them made a rock in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days later, they're not feeling well. They take it down. $9,000 to have that rock removed.
Ouch. $5,000 to go into Frank's stomach and remove a tampon. Only to have Frank pass away a day and a half after the operation.
Obviously, your girls just got these dogs. They didn't do pet insurance? Because they've had a lot of pets, so you would think pet insurance would be...
I don't think they did.
Good thing they weren't your responsibility.
You are so right about that.
But I pay the $20 or whatever, $25 a month for pet insurance because I...
Right. It won't cover everything.
It won't cover everything, but...
It's called the scale of life, Greg. I think that's what my dad calls it. The scale of life where you go. It's a lot of money.
But knowing
Is that what you do? That's a lot of money. But I'm telling you, and you don't feel this way, it's not a criticism. That's not how you feel. But, you know, it would be a real, when we took Molly and things were bad and they said, look, it's going to be another $5,000 to $10,000 and we can't promise you any results. Then you kind of go, all right, like you want to save a dog, but the dog is in just terrible shape.
Yeah.
And then you gamble and you feel guilty if you say, I'm not going to spend that money. Like, because you figure, fuck it, it's money. I love this dog. But then on the way home, she made the decision for us. She had like 8 seizures. And we're like, yeah, she can't yep. function. So that was it. But having that weigh on you, I struggle with that.
Oh, dude, I mean, I'd only been in Fatty's life, you know, 4 or 5 years and have her put down. It was devastating.
If I'm being honest, if push came to shove, I would balk at 20. I can't do, no, that's a lot of money. I would not even, yeah. You would balk at like $5.
$1,000?
Yeah. To save the dog's life that had been in my family for 14 years.
14.
But you also have to balance it. How many years does your dog have
right,
left?
Going left, obviously. Right, exactly.
So we have...
I wasn't going to do 10, and I certainly wasn't going to do 20. But if Valerie really wanted to do 10, I might have done it.
We pay $23.98 a month. It covers 70% of in case of emergency. But then it also covers all of his blood tests, his x-rays, MRIs, ultrasounds. It does all of his outpatient, that kind of stuff, and... Yes.
Can I have a question? So, so if you've tried this, like, I mean, so you use it, I'm sure it takes care of the test, but when the S hits the fan and shit goes really wrong, have you gone and tried to get like $5,000 from them, and do they pay it, or do they find a reason not to play it like a lot of insurance companies do?
So I did a lot of research when we first got Otis because, you know, I had a lot of friends that said get insurance because they didn't get insurance and something bad had happened. And after hearing some stories that Kelly Brown had told and stuff, I'm like, I'm getting insurance.
Right.
So when I looked at this place and we used Lemonade, there was great reviews. If the vet's saying we need money right now, they reimburse. So you just get all your receipts and stuff, you pay, and you get your money back.
Can you send me the name of that place? Because I don't think we have it. I don't think we have insurance yet, pet insurance.
Yeah.
But we will.
Yeah, we use Lemonade.
Because we were presented with last time. So
by the way, it's xylitol that's in the sugar-free gum that can cause liver failure.
Yeah.
So just one stick for a small dog could kill it.
Okay, let's not do that. Let's not do that, kids. Okay, let's keep away.
So be careful what you're throwing away over there, Kelly.
Let's keep away from that if we could do so. There was something that I wanted to... Oh, I know what I wanted to do. So I had this... sometimes when you get scrolling, you know, on online, whether it's Instagram or Facebook Reels, scrolling. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Every once in a while, you come along with these things come along and catch your ear, and they just make sense. And I thought every once in a while, and you tell me, I want to play something for you and give you an idea of what I'm talking about, because I think that from time to time, maybe we could do a segment. Called Wisdom of the Internet.
Okay,
the Wisdom of the Internet, because every once in a while you're on the online looking for stupid shit, and you kind of come across something, you're like, you know, that makes actually a lot of sense. So I want to play you an example and get your take on it. Okay.
Wisdom from the Internet.
Yeah, Wisdom from the Internet is what we'll probably call it, is what I'm thinking. But every once in a while, you get something, you see it, and you're like, it fires you up. It can fire you up, or it can be goofy and make sense. Okay, like this guy who was saying, let me see, which one I want to give you. Listen to this dude. Now, this is like a hillbilly dude, okay? And he's just looking at the camera, and he starts going on about life and stuff. And the more he talks, the more I'm kind of like, the guy actually makes sense. So without any further ado, Wisdom from the Internet, and this is the hillbilly guy. Here we go. Hit it.
Y'all never see those videos in New York City in like 1912, and everyone's bustling, hurrying around on the street. And I think, God damn, they were stressed back then too, man. And now look, they're all gone. Every 100 years, there's all new people. The people we're on Earth with right now, this is our crew, okay? In the same way you can't pick your family, but you gotta get along with them, we can't pick the people we're on Earth with, but we gotta get along, man. In the whole grand scheme of the universe, all the time, all the space, the people on Earth right now, this is a tiny little group, man, and we get to be a part of it, man. I'm in the grocery store, I see a fella, I think, God damn, I'm on Earth at the same time as that guy, man. I see a cool lady, I think, man, we're alive at the same time. Man, that is freaking sick, man. Be kind to your neighbor, man. This is what it's all about. I'm glad I'm on Earth at the same time as y'all. Thank y'all. Keep on rocking.
I can't stand that voice.
It's his real voice, though. He's not like being a character. That's his real voice. But what about what he was saying?
Well, right. It's a good message.
It's a good message.
I don't know if we're on Earth or Earth.
It's Earth. I definitely heard Earth. But I'm sitting there going, oh, look at this guy. And then I start to think, I'm like, this guy appreciates that, you know what, we're on Earth at the same time. We're a small little group. We're like a little a group. I'm like, actually kind of makes sense.
It does.
A little bit. You know, or Scotty, maybe you are having a down day and maybe you want a little encouragement.
Good morning, you spicy enchilada. Wake up and sniff the potential. Today's about to get a serious kick in the ass. Throw back a cup of ambition with a shot of don't give a sh**, because you're about to paint this day a bold shade of badass. You're not here to walk on eggshells and offer limp, clammy handshakes.
You're right.
You're here to lock it the f**k up. Your mission, pull on those power boots, strut that unstoppable grin, and unleash hell on any task that dares stand in your way. Get after it.
Get after it! How do you not feel like I want to run through a friggin' brick wall after you do that?
Because you're tired.
What?
Because you're tired.
All right, what about, let me see here. Hold on a second. These are wisdom from the internet. How about this one right here?
I hate when people say...
This woman's saying... I friggin' hate when people do this.
I hate when people say, we're all in the same boat. The f*** we are. We're in the same shit storm. Some of us have yachts. Some of us have canoes. Some of us have rafts with a slow leak. And some of us are f***ing drowning. So let's just be f***ing nice to each other. See? You know what I mean?
Doesn't have to be all rosy and happy. She'd be just laying some truth on you. On this earth. No?
Yeah.
It's interesting. I like the first guy. Not the first guy. Like the second guy's voice.
And Laura.
One made me laugh.
Yeah, for you.
Rise and shine, you sassy little taco. It's time to kick the shit out of today with more gusto than a herd of unicorns on Red Bull.
Right.
Pour yourself a cup of and chase it with a double shot of I don't give a damn. Today, you're not just conquering the day, you're slaying it with the finesse of a ninja on Adderall.
Bam!
Your goal? Tackle each challenge like a boss, own your destiny like a damn queen, and make this day your bitch. Let's do this.
Let's do this. I mean, that kind of shit, come on!
It wasn't bad.
I don't know. If you guys see something, and I beeped it, the reason I beeped that stuff is because I meant to play it on the air. You know what I mean? So that's why. I don't have to beep it for this, but it was already beeped because, you know, whatever. If you come across something like that, some sort of little bit of wisdom in an unusual place, then I think it's worthy of a drop from time to time.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
You know? Make the world your bitch, Kelly.
Right.
Get out
that's
there, kick ass.
That's a little aggressive.
See, I don't... like.
But sometimes you need it.
You don't... So what happens when you're in a funk? What do you do? Like... I don't like to be in a funk.
You got to try to find a little inspiration.
And that's what...
I don't know if just hearing one of those will do it. You got to work your way into it.
Well, of course, that's not a cure-all, Kelly. It's just a sort of moment. It's a moment to make you go, yeah.
But see,
yeah,
I don't necessarily need them to tell me, but I have to get out of my own way. And like, today was I've been having a stressful day, but I keep telling myself, hey, it's just another day. You can get through it. You're going to go on and tomorrow will be easier. But right now, it's only 10:30 in the morning, and I've been very stressed today. Come on, Laura. Suck it up. It'd be way worse.
So when you listen to a song that you really like, it doesn't make you feel better because you don't need it to make it feel better. You can feel better all by yourself.
Oh, I pep myself up.
Of course. Okay.
You don't, like, that's...
So there's nothing, like, okay.
Well, no, I mean, I can listen to music. That might put me in a better mood or whatever, but I also tell myself, like, you know, some days you just can't get out of your own way, and you just, like... Okay,
no,
Laura,
I get it. I
just
have
sit
those
and breathe
days.
And, get but over it.
Every once in a while, there's something that can help you and affect you in a certain way. Scotty, am I alone in this or what? Am I just freaking talking to myself?
I I feel like music for me will be the...
Yeah, but do you have something that you use? Yes. It gets you sort of started. Yeah. You know,
sometimes I'm dragging ass in the morning, and sometimes metal music on the way in is like, yes.
You know what gets me? I'll tell you right now. When I go into a funk, and I was in a funk for a much longer period of time months ago than I have ever been used to. Right. And you guys know this. And I don't know what it was. I couldn't get out of my own way. I wasn't motivated. I felt like I wasn't doing the job. I felt I was really in a tough spot. Yeah. So I started to talk to a therapist, and she was great and has helped me and so forth. But what I have to say, I don't get righted. The ship doesn't get righted by listening to little quotes like that. Yes, you're right. But it does remind me. That it's in my power.
Well, that's what I always tell myself. It's in my, I can turn this day around.
Two words, fuck it. Those are the words. Those are the words, fuck it. Because I put too much pressure on myself and it doesn't matter. So you got to say F it and then just kind of go, come in here, do it. Stop caring so much about it and just let it fly. And that's when things sort of suss themselves out. You know, when you get so wrapped up in the problem that you start forgetting what it took to get you there, go back to the basics. That's what, when I say F it, it's like, go back to the basics and just have fun. Right?
Fuck it.
Right? Because that's what helps me. So, I don't know. Those little things kind of get me in that F it mode. And if I need it, I think it could be a little bit of a jump start. It's not a cure all by any stretch of the imagination. But every once in a while, you find little nuggets of wisdoms in places you never thought you would see that. Like Instagram or Facebook.
Yeah.
For all the bad it does, there's some pretty good shit out there that makes you go, yeah, maybe I'm not a bad guy.
Well, you know, watch videos of people getting hurt. You feel good about yourself.
It does.
Stupid things.
It does, man. Except I can't watch skateboarders. I just can't do it.
You want to feel good about the world? Put on the best of The Rock and watch him just deliver some kick-ass promos.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the Rock thing. I'm going to pass on The Rock thing. So, all right. Well, anyway, so we may do that from time to time. If I find a nugget I think is worthy of 30 seconds. Not going to be a big long segment. I'm going to drop it in from time to time. Wisdom from the internet. That's my point. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you see one, let me know.
Okay.
All right. A couple of things that we did not get to over the course of the show. When you go to the movies and you see a hot sex scene, have you ever wondered what it's like to film that sex scene? And you always wonder, hey, I wonder if that guy,
had to tape it to his leg.
Yeah. Or what happens is a human reaction to certain stimuli, right? That you can have a reaction that's natural.
But will that happen with all those lights and stuff? And
exactly. They have intimacy coordinators. We talked about it a while ago. Yeah, we talked to the intimacy coordinator. But I don't know if she said this. Did she say exactly what she does when she's worked on a movie and one of the participants actually gets to a state of arousal? Did she say that? Really. I don't remember that she did.
Know. If we brought that up,
It's very awkward. it's very awkward when that happens. But if the actors are professionals, then they know how to handle it. It's not meant to be, on purpose or anything like that. The answer is jumping jacks. She has
your blood flow goes to moves.
Oops, or push-ups. Jumping. I wouldn't do push-ups. I'll do jumping jacks.
Because you can't go all the way down in the push-up.
You can't. No.
I can go all the way down. I stay down. it's the pushing back up, Kelly. Going down there.
I think he was talking about your dick.
Oh, you were. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, sorry.
My favorite, you go, no. I can go all the way.
My bad.
That was a little weird.
I can do that, too. But I'm just saying, But it's funny how they talk about, Kelly, you were right, all the equipment, all the lights, all the lines. But, and then you start getting into it, and all of a sudden it starts to happen. You get embarrassed. You can't stop it. And so that's what it is. It's push-ups or jumping jacks. That they will have a celebrity.
Just imagine, how embarrassing.
But then everybody knows.
Embarrassing. That must be. Where you're somewhere, and my job is to climb into bed and to do this scene, and all of a sudden, whoa. Okay,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But I think it was Emma Stone who was on a movie, the Frankenstein movie there that she just did there. poor things.
Yep.
Where something like that happened. And she said that, look, it was an understanding between the two of them. It happened. It's okay.
There's a lot of sex in that.
It's okay. And she's like, it happened. And yeah, it is embarrassing. But if it's you and I and we're doing a love scene, you're a lovely, ravishing, redheaded woman, Scotty, and we're doing a love scene and I get excited, you would be a professional enough to go, all right, that's cool. Just do a couple push-ups, whatever, and let's get back to work.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a big deal.
I don't think it would be a big deal.
Because not a big deal? You've got to get up in front of all these people.
But they've all done it. They've all been there. They're in the industry. They've seen it. You know what I mean?
Don't you think it probably happens more than not?
Your first time, I could see it being like embarrassing.
But that's what happened a lot.
I just feel like, and it also, as an actor or actress, make you feel, yeah.
Well, yeah, she might be complimented by
yeah, listen. Mr. Yeah,
I did that.
Mr. Happy is really happy right now.
Yeah, I did that. Anyway, that was one of the things in the news that we didn't get to today. What are you doing the rest of the day, Kelly?
Today is a power walk day. I think I'm going to get some metal screws so I can screw in my mom's grab bar.
You haven't done that?
No. Jesus Christ.
No.
Okay.
And
are you that busy?
I do have a part-time job, and then you have to have the inspiration.
No, I understand, but I know what days you work, and Monday and Tuesdays and Wednesdays aren't those days.
Thursday.
Today's Tuesday.
Right.
That's why I'm going to go do it.
You've been working on this for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I had a lot of things going on last week.
When you're at Home Depot, you should ask them where they can get you a set of fucking balls. That thing should have been up by now.
I didn't foresee the metal in the wall.
Kelly, I am not good at fixing things, so I don't even feel bad about it. I don't even feel bad about it. Guys think they can make me feel bad about stuff because I hire somebody and I say, ew.
No,
I don't care.
There's nothing wrong with hiring somebody to do it, because sometimes I hire people to do things at the house because I want it done right, or it involves something that makes me nervous.
But I come from
putting a screw in the wall is...
I like you, come from a do-it-yourself family.
Yeah.
Right? And if... I would have been able to do that, but I don't know what you're dealing with. So I
got metal in the wall.
Yeah.
Got to get the metal screws.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. You know what I got today during the course of the show? Hey, Valerie, who's been up at camp, she's coming home today, texts me in the middle of the show, and she says, let me read it to you here, because I failed, apparently. Hey, did you see the new color on the table? And I'm like, what table? She says, dining room table. What do you mean color? Is it a tablecloth? And
she's going to paint. She'll be loving your paint sample.
And she had a put. There was a new tablecloth on the table. And I... you asked me if I noticed the tablecloth?
Oh, I thought she was ready for you to paint something.
And so when I said, and she's like, how do you not notice... I put a new tablecloth. The whole thing looks different. How did you not notice? I'm like, because I'm not looking at the dining room table.
I got a new area rug for my dining room. Jeff, no idea about that. I redid the whole dining room when he left had been in office for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally out of my dining room. I set it up so nice, do all this stuff. He walks in and goes, did you move my guitar? It's like, that whole room has been redecorated. I put like these fake beautiful flower arrangements I made. My nephew, 11 years old, walks in the house. First time, hadn't been over in a week, goes, wow, I love your new rug. It's like, there's a kid that observes. My husband, no idea.
That'll be weaned right out of him, though. Yeah. He's going to get to be just like us. We don't notice that stuff. We don't look at the dining room table. Do we eat there? Then I ain't noticing.
His guitar was really close to that rug.
Whatever. He ain't looking at the table when he goes to get the guitar. Scotty?
It happens. Amy wants every decision, every decision with the house made as a team. So I know when things, because Amy will go, hey, thinking about swapping the knobs out on the bathroom counter. And you're like, oh, okay. And she's like, let's go pick them out. I don't really. Well, I think we should do it as a team. Okay. So I'm there for every decision.
Yeah.
I want to do new throw pillows.
You are now Team McMullen.
I know.
It's not Scott McMullen.
I know.
McMullen.
I know.
Yeah.
So.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough being a guy. These are the things we have to deal with. I don't care about the tablecloth, And now I got to go home and look at it.
You got other worries.
Yeah, I do. I got other worries. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, what time's the sunrise tomorrow? Where's it going to be angle going to be on the beach?
I'll tell you what my worry is. Is it going to rain in Boston tonight?
Yeah, that's right. That's all you got. Go to the show. You go.
Oh, no, no. No matter what. No, what?
No. I mean now. Go now. We're done.
I'm taking a nap.
You got to get out of here.
I'm going to take a little nappy.
By the way, this is just coming in as we're recording this. Secret Service Director Kimberly. Yeah, just resigned. You knew that was coming.
Where does she go from here?
She writes a book.
Okay.
Just like everybody else.
All right.
Navy SEALs, everybody.
The previous Secret Service director was the one that was involved in the missing all the cell phones from January 6th that all of a sudden the messages were deleted.
Yeah. Crazy how that happens.
We've not had a good run.
Yeah, crazy how that happens. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the day, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning. We'll be there. Who's the Douchebag and more, and thanks for hanging with us on the Buzz 24/7.